The children's author Roald Dahl once wrote that the greatest secrets are always hidden in the most unlikely places. For Bob Mettinger, that unlikely place was the collections room at the Sitka Historical Society Museum.
A volunteer about a year and a half ago was helping us organize a little bit in our back room, and this was laid in a corner with a whole bunch of other paintings pushed up against it. And we were pulling these things out, and this one just looked special. And then we saw the date. We could barely see the signature and the date. It was so discolored. And we thought, wow, what do we got here?
Mettinger is executive director of the society and its museum. And the answer to his question, what have we got here, is an 1879 oil-on-canvas depiction of the USS Jamestown anchored in Sitka Channel.
It was in terrible condition. The frame in the back had almost burst through the canvas, it looked like to me. The cracks were unbelievable. I mean, just how it was laying in a corner.
Enter Don Steele Pullman, professional art conservator, who sits next to a window inside the White House. Not the White House. This happens to be an old home in Sitka that's now used by the local historical society. But anyway, she's sitting next to the window at this table with the painting on an easel in front of her. And she has a palette dotted with blues and greens and a teeny tiny little brush, which she's barely touching to the canvas.
Can't rush these things. They take time. And the painting lets you go only so far each step of the way.
The painting is about a foot and a half tall and a little more than 2 feet across. And for the last 2 weeks, Steele Pullman has been sitting right here by the window, working centimeter by centimeter on every little detail. The corner of a cloud, the lip of a chimney, a couple of trees on Mount Verstovia. If the paintings are patience, Steele Pullman is a skilled surgeon.
I use everything from what a doctor might use, scalpels, as well as cutting knives. I use dental tools, those things that they pick your teeth with. I find those handy for digging in cracks and digging out little debris bits. I sometimes have feathers for being able to get debris that gathers between the canvas and the back of the strainer because it's very delicate and can get in there. I have brushes of all sizes from 0 to about 3.
Steele Pullman was born in the United States and raised in Europe from age 7 in England, France, and Italy. Her restoration training comes from Italy. She earned her master's degree in Florence. As for where she lives now...
I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I am a gypsy conservator. I roam the world as kind of the Red Cross of conservation, and I have clients and work all over the world in Asia. I just came out of Hong Kong doing some work for galleries and private individuals there, and then I have clients also in Europe and then throughout the U.S.
Steele Pullman's resume is long, and the works that she's restored are many and varied. She's worked on paintings by Matisse and Renoir, little tiny paintings. And she was hired to do that by Matisse's grandson, by the way. She also spent 7 months restoring the gigantic mural, 5 stories high, 5 houses wide, in the mess hall at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. And she says that each work of art has a story. Steele Pullman says this painting, the one of the USS Jamestown parked in front of Sitka, was restored once before, probably in the 1940s, when art restoration really caught on in the United States.
And I think that's maybe what happened with this piece. However, the person that previously restored it definitely was very diligent and enthusiastic, a little too enthusiastic, and in some of their restoration, they had gone over all the cracks that were existing in the piece, sometimes a little too enthusiastically by making a few more cracks.
But the difference between the work as it was found a year and a half ago and the work after Steele Pullman's treatment is night and day, almost literally. The yellowish black spots in the sky where cracks had eaten away at the paint are now a clear blue. The ship in the foreground almost pops off the canvas. What was a dingy picture stuck in a storeroom is now an almost living, breathing record of the USS Jamestown and its mission in Sitka, which at the time was to try and ease tensions between the Americans and the Tlingit. The ship was commanded by a guy named Lester Beardsley. Again, the Sitka Historical Society's Bob Mettinger.
The amazing piece of the story was this Captain Beardsley, who came in here not with the idea that, you know, might makes right, but with a much more compassionate approach to trying to deal with these problems. Yes, this warship is bristling with guns, and you'll note in the painting it's specifically parked right in front of the village. That was no mistake.
But Beardsley's approach to dealing with the problems, Mettinger says, was to hire the Tlingits and Americans to work side by side. They were policemen together, they destroyed stills together, and they helped establish local government together. A document that Captain Beardsley wrote, reporting to the government on his efforts in Sitka, is still in Sitka's library. And then there's the painting.
After this was done, the artist made a couple copies, we believe. And in fact, there's one in the Anchorage Museum, and Don has communicated with the curators and the folks up there and has gotten some photographs of it. And we think there's one in Seattle. When my volunteer was researching this, we actually got a hold of a gallery in Seattle, and sight unseen, they offered us $40,000 for it right then and there, as horrible as the condition was.
The condition is no longer horrible, of course, but the painting is not for sale. Mettinger says he hopes to have it on display in the museum sometime this fall. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.